You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ernie Bray, CEO of ACD, or Auto Claims Direct, a technology firm that services the auto insurance industry. Ernie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. Happy to be on.
And good to have you as well. Looking forward to hearing more about what Auto Claims Direct offers in the marketplace. So I've seen you've been on Inc. Magazine's Incorporated 5,000 five times and Deloitte Tech Fast 500 four times. That's very impressive. What does your company do that drives that growth?
Well, what we do is we're involved in the claims technology sector. So if you imagine, you know, if you've been in an auto accident or you've had a claim, we serve as that back end for the insurance company. What we do is we help connect all the different pieces of the whole what they call material damage process. So just imagine, you've been in the accident, you need to get a rental car, and all of a sudden now your car has to go in the shop. Well, think of all the different things that have to happen. Your car has to be inspected, and somebody has to go out and look at the car and appraise the damages. Then it has to go to a repair facility, and that facility is going to have to order parts. They're going to have to, you know, get, you know, make sure you're in a rental car. You're going to have to do all these different things to get your car either repaired, or if it's totaled, you know, the value determined and your settlement done with the insurance company. So what we do is we sit there and we work with that carrier, sit down with them as a like a partner and go through their process and use, with our technology, customize our solutions to meet their workflow needs. So that's pretty much what we do in a nutshell.
And as an entrepreneur today, what advice would you give those starting out or thinking about starting a business?
Well, I mean, I'd say if you're thinking about starting a business, wherever you are, I mean, even when I got out of college, I took a job. I was working for an electrical supply company up in the Bay Area, near the San Francisco Bay Area. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was in a cubicle taking phone calls, not really happy with what I was doing. But what my advice would be is you don't know necessarily where your career is going to go, so become a sponge. Soak up as much as you can, because you never know where you can use some of these tidbits and some of these things you learn along the way later on if you have that entrepreneurial drive. I mean, for example, there was managers I had back then that I didn't like. I wasn't happy with the way they, quote, treated me. I thought I was being treated unfairly. But you know what? You learn good things and bad things from everybody. And you can say, hey, this is the way I don't want to be treated. So if I ever run a company, I don't want to treat people that way. Or if you find things that you do like or things that you can take as lessons, you soak them up, you become that sponge, and then later on you draw back on those things. It's almost like a little toolbox. You're putting little things away in your toolkit, so when you need to draw upon them later on, that's what you can do. So my advice is, you know, you never know exactly at first maybe what you want to do, but try to learn as much as you can in everything you're involved in.
Great advice there. So being in the auto insurance technology space, I see there's a lot going on there. You have usage-based insurance, self-driving cars, new technologies. What do you really see going on in this sector?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've seen, like, there's Ubers out there now. You got their Lyft. You have this whole transportation insurance portion of the industry is really being disrupted. I mean, I'm sure there's usage-based insurance, where you pay for what you drive. You pay for insurance as you drive, as how many miles you drive. And there's a lot of companies out there starting to go into the space. And a lot of the millennials out there, this is something that's very interesting to them because they can only have to pay for what they use instead of paying for typical policies that, you know, charge you for the 6 month or year long, you know, periods. So with all these different things going on, this sector, like I said, is ripe for disruption. And it's happening all on that side. But the claim side, you know, when you process a claim, for years has been very, I would say, antiquated, very backwards, because it was very paper-centric for such a long time. And when you have a paper-centric process, what ends up is you have inefficiencies, you have insurance companies out there, you know, their costs rise because they're inefficient. And so this is where I think companies like ourselves, we have the opportunity to really go in there and streamline things for the insurance company. And I expect, I mean, really over the next, 10 to 15 years, there's going to be so much with the self-driving cars out there that could really change the landscape. And also with these artificial intelligence out there, this is really exciting. There's the opportunity where you can basically build cognitive-based solutions, machine learning tools that can help insurance adjusters process claims. Because just think, all these insurance companies have tons of data that they're sitting on that if it's harnessed right, could almost create a solution that could actually funnel the claims in the right direction, making some of the right decisions automatically and reducing a lot of touch points. So it's just really an area that there's going to be a lot of excitement in typically what had been kind of previously sort of what the people thought was a boring industry.
Certainly in the right place, and you certainly got it going on today. We're joined by Ernie Bray, CEO of ACD, a technology firm that services the auto insurance industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ernie, so who really inspires you out there, and what gets you motivated in business?
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at who inspires you, it's like I look at people. I mean, everybody can say I like the way, you know, Steve Jobs, the way he, you know, changed that industry of really taking innovative ideas and getting them out there. Those are the inspirations. You look at some of the big people out there, people, there's the Elon Musk. You look at the people who are driving innovation and making change. And those serve to me as the people you say, okay, hey, they're the sort of the standard bearers. They're the ones out there that are driving into that big consumer market out there. And you take those kind of ideas and it kind of inspires you. And I get inspiration from many people. I love to read a lot of biographies. I love to see what other people go through, because if you can glean a little information on what they're doing, it can also apply to you. And what really gets me motivated in business is really kind of just building something for the long term. This day and age, a lot of people, you see about the startups out there where they're getting investment. They get $10 million, $15 million, $20 million in capital, and then they, you know, basically give up a lot of their company and then flip the company and try to sell it. To me, what gets me motivated is building something to last, building something where you have a good, solid culture of your business. You're building a good core team and infrastructure for the long term. You're not looking to necessarily just sell out. You want to build something that lasts, and that's really something that motivates me. I want to make change in my industry. You know, I'm a very energetic person, but at the same time, I want to build something that lasts and that you can be proud of.
And you're inspiring and motivating me just by saying that right there. Now, if you weren't running your company and with all the energy and fire that you have, what else would you be doing?
Well, I mean, right now I would see myself as more of using a consultant role. My brother is a VP in the company here, and he is a very creative person. He does a lot of video and design work, and he and I together, we'd probably be out there helping businesses, producing videos, helping them in their marketing campaigns, giving them inspiration, and really sitting down as strategic advisors and working with them to help them grow, those people grow their business, because I get the energy from other people seeing their business and how they work. And even now, I can kind of serve on the side. People consult with me and ask me for advice, and I love helping them out. So if I wasn't probably running my business, I'd be out there helping other companies and turning that into a business itself by helping other small businesses.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip or takeaway for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, you have to have this desire as an entrepreneur. You got to have that desire to never give up, never quit, and be willing to do the little things. And that's one thing that I'm a big, big proponent of. A lot of people, when they run a business or they become, quote, the CEO, and they think that's a powerful position, you know, it's all just a bunch of letters. What you got to do is you have to be able to do every job within your company, from taking out the trash, cleaning the floor, to making the high-level decisions that are for your company. You can't put yourself above somebody else in that company and not be willing to do it. Even to this day, I'm willing to go in and sit with some of my employees and actually do the job of a regular employee. I mean, I'll pick up the phone, I'll answer calls, I'll do in there, I'll do call quality compliance, I'll do whatever it takes to jump in and help out. You know, maybe at this level I can't do it on a day-to-day basis, but I always believe that you as a leader need to be able to do all the different parts of your company, understand everything, so you have a good knowledge base and not get what I would say, you know, insulated too much and not know what's really going on. You got to keep your finger on the pulse, and that's very important.
Well, we certainly have appreciated your time spent here today, and certainly inspiring and motivating as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about ACD online.
Oh, yeah, you can go to acdcorp.com. That's acdcorp.com. And like I said, we're a business-to-business company, so you probably, a lot of people out there would never really deal with us. You'd probably deal with your insurance company, but you can feel free to look me up on LinkedIn as well if you ever want to reach out. But that's where you can find us, and we're out there always trying to change the industry.
Well, Ernie, all the best to you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ernie Bray, CEO of ACD, or Auto Claims Direct, a technology firm that services the auto insurance industry. And once again, the website of reference is acdcorp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.